Good morning, Crossway. It's such a privilege to be with you this morning. I believe last week you had my favourite preacher, who happens to be my husband, but that's okay. Sorry, Pastor Dale. It's a real privilege just to share with you this morning as this second weekend of Missions Week. As you know, missions is what Jossie and I have poured our lives into and are 100% committed to continuing to do. When we first started, I remember a very clear time of working out some stuff with the Lord. I wanted to go. I grew up as a mission kid. For me, I understood the going aspect of missions 100%, and that was where I wanted to be. And yet, as things developed with MPART, it became very clear that God wasn't calling us to go, He was calling us to support and to facilitate. And I had to really have this out with the Lord because it wasn't what I had envisaged for my life. And God in His faithfulness came through, and I had a vision one night. Now, I haven't had a lot of visions in my lifetime. This is just a couple times. But this particular vision, we were all standing together at the throne of God. And throngs, you know, the whole thing, the nations, the gathering, the this throng of people all around me. And the Lord was on the came off His throne and was like on a stage in front of us. And He said, Rohit. And a young man that I knew from our ministry stepped forward. And the Lord said, who led this young man to me? And another one of our workers stepped forward. And he said, I did. And then all of a sudden, I realized I was standing in a throng that was moving forward because I was part of a throng that had led this young man to Jesus. I hadn't gone, but I had given, I had prayed, I had administrated, I had poured my life into making disciples, and so I was part of his story. I didn't have to go physically, but the intentionality of my life being poured out for missions meant that I had effectively helped this young man come to the Lord. Now, I suspect that's an encouragement to some of you. I know I'm a bit of an odd bird. Not everyone wants to go, you know, mission, sensible shoes, old-fashioned bun, but that was what I wanted to do. And it may not be what you want, but I want to challenge us this morning to think about how can we step out more in missions. So not necessarily the go, I can't tell you to go and get on an aeroplane and find an unreached people group at the moment, these strange times we live in. But I can challenge you to step out in missions. So I want to read to you, first of all, I want to read from Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. So if you want to just take a moment and find that. Just painting the background of what it is. It's about Peter walking on water. Now, in the lead up to that, to this situation, what a day it's been. So Jesus has actually just heard that his cousin John has been beheaded. And so he decides to go off on his own to pray. So he crosses the water and goes to what he was hoping would be a quiet place. Thousands of people gathered there before him. And so he ended up ministering to these people, and that's where the feeding of the 5,000 happened. And then from there, Jesus, who still hasn't had that time on his own to grieve and pray, he said to the disciples, you guys go back in the boat, go back over, I'll come later. He just needed some time on his own. So he went and did that. The disciples have gone out on the boat, and this is now later in the night. So we pick up in verse 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It's me. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Now, it's a pretty unusual missions passage, but I think we live in pretty unusual times. So let's just ask the Lord to walk with us as we draw out some really important thoughts from this. Lord Jesus, we just come before you as a group of people who want more of you, want more of your mission. We want to engage more with you. Lord, I pray that you would take the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart of everyone who's listening right now, and that these things would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Amen. This passage addresses a couple specific groups of people. Firstly, I think there's always people amongst us who need the challenge to step out more in serving the Lord. You know what? I would love to encourage you. Jesus is already out there. You're not going somewhere where you're going to be on your own. Jesus is already there. When you take that step out of the boat, out of your comfort to serve the Lord is actually already out there. And that's incredibly important. And he says to you, "Hey, don't be afraid. It is me. You know it's me. You know who I am, so you can come boldly to me." Doubt is okay. You know, I love it here. So Peter says, "If it's you," he was doubting, he was questioning, "Lord, if it's you, but let that doubt be wrapped in your willing submission to God." So he says, "Lord, if it's you," he's doubting, he says, "tell me to come to you on the water." And so he's wrapping his unbelief in a submission to God. "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come." And I just think that's an amazing thing. For if you're not sure about stepping out in a new way of serving the Lord, maybe praying differently, maybe going in some other way, maybe giving more than you've ever given before, let your unbelief be wrapped in reverent submission to the Lordship of Christ. The second group of people that I think this is really important, this whole message is really important for, is for those of us that are committed already to being out there and doing what we can. Now, there's a whole lot of, for me, doing what we can is actually about intentionality. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, I remember saying to volunteers at MPART over the years, if you're stuffing an envelope, think of it as another soul, another soul. It's not the what you're doing, it's the why you're doing it. And so for you, stepping out could be stuffing more envelopes. I don't know. It could be just a greater intentionality, a greater depth in your prayer life. Whatever it is, stepping out more is really important. And you know what? Again, Jesus is already out there. The Great Commission includes the great presence. You know, the Great Commission where we're told to go and make disciples, it finishes with, "Hey, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." So we can go boldly in missions, knowing that the presence of Jesus will be with us. I love how the scripture here then, you know, talks about Peter got down out of the boat. I mean, what a step of faith that is. It doesn't say he stepped out of the boat. It says he got down out of it. I don't know how big that fishing boat might have been, whether he was hanging by his fingernails and then let go and fell onto water that he could suddenly stand on. I don't know how that exactly happened, but it was a significant step of faith. He got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came toward Jesus. You know, it doesn't matter what we're doing in terms of mission, it has to always be toward Jesus. That has to be a focus. Start strong, whatever, like Peter got out here, and we focus on the rest of the story oftentimes, but he started strong. He got out of that boat and he walked on water and came toward Jesus. And so we can do the same thing and do it the same way. There's always the but. So the next little bit there, came toward Jesus, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. You know, I think Peter had already contended with the water. He could see Jesus walking on the water. He had contended. He had the faith to walk on the water. But once he started to walk on the water, he hadn't contended for the wind. And I think this is so often the case with us. You know, even in these uncertain, unusual times, we're all contending with COVID and lockdown and isolation and what that means. But there are things that we haven't contended with. For some of us, it's homeschooling. Who knew homeschooling could be so challenging? But it is, isn't it? For some of us, it's just the lack of seeing people. There's different things that each of us are contending with that we hadn't factored in. And yet we need to continue to contend with them. I love the thought. Spurgeon had this thought about Peter getting out. And he said that what Peter suddenly did was he heard the wind, but in that process, he forgot to hear the voice who had already told him to come. And I think that's an amazing thought. You know, whatever it is that we're contending with that we hadn't factored in, that we hadn't called part of our current situation or our calling into mission, whatever it is that we're having to contend with, we know that we can always listen to the voice of the one who said, come. So he's seen the wind, he's afraid, he's beginning to sink. Love this. Peter doesn't wait until he's sunk. There's a couple magnificent paintings out about this whole thing of Jesus walking on water and Peter sinking. But there's one that I think is incredible that's Jesus reaching down, and it's from Peter's perspective. And so you're sort of looking up through under the water. I love the painting, but it's actually not correct for this because Peter didn't sink completely. Immediately, as he was beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Again, I love this. He doesn't try and give some reason for why he's sinking or what's going on, but he's purely just crying out to the Lord, Lord, save me. Sharp, to the point. He's not wasting words. It's a direct prayer. Lord, this is what I need. And he calls on the Lord and asks for that. He kept focused on Jesus. Now, it's interesting when you think about it, because surely John or James in the boat, the fishermen in the boat, would have been much better swimmers than Jesus the carpenter, even though he was walking on water. And we don't know how far out Peter was here, but logically, he probably should have turned backwards and said, James, John, help me, I'm sinking. But he didn't. He just kept focused forward on Jesus Christ, who had said to him, come. And what a challenge that is for every single one of us right now. It's interesting too that I suspect Peter would have known how to swim himself. So why didn't he just break out and swim? He's in his, like, sure, there were winds, there were a lot of wind, there were big waves, but he was a fisherman. I'm sure he knew how to swim. Why didn't he do that? But you know what? I think often what we forget is that once we have stepped out spiritually in something, we are already beyond our natural ability. And I wonder if Peter just, like, he didn't even think to resort to his natural strength. He knew he needed to call out to Jesus. And for me, this speaks something into the whole area of the fact that our battle isn't natural. Our battle is spiritual. And there are times when it'd be so much easier for us to call out to James or John the natural strengths, but instead, what we can learn from Peter here is that we should call out to Jesus our spiritual strength, because that's the strength that we're going to need for the spiritual battle of missions and making disciples. Immediately, Jesus reached out. Immediately. In the Greek, it means immediately. I just love that. You know, Jesus doesn't hesitate. When we call out, Lord, save me, in desperation, in all honesty, in pain, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Now, if you've done any Old Testament study, you know that the arm of God in the Old Testament is all about power and strength. And there's a real symbolic importance here that Jesus reaches out his hand. He reaches out with his power and strength and catches Peter. You of little faith. Spurgeon points out something interesting with this too. He said it's actually only one word in the original translation. And so it's like Jesus calls Peter, oh, little faith. Little faith. And I love that because, one, it acknowledges that he was a man of faith. And two, The Lord knew it wasn't a ginormous faith. The Lord knew that it was a little faith, but he nonetheless was acknowledging it as faith. Little faith. Why did you doubt? Now, I'm actually going to come back to that again. The next record, so we'll come back to what Jesus actually said there, but the next recorded action in here is verse 32. And it says, and when they'd climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Now, what happened between there? So we've got Jesus walking on the water. Paul has walked out to him. We don't know how far he's walked, but the narrative certainly implies that it was more than just a matter of turning back and grabbing the side of the boat. So he's walked out. Peter starts to sink, beginning to sink. Jesus immediately reaches out and grabs him. And then the next recorded action, they're in the boat. I wonder how they got there. Have you ever thought about that? I wonder, did Jesus take Peter by the scruff of the neck and drag him half through the water, half walking, half... Somehow I don't think so. I suspect Jesus stood Peter back upright next to him on the water. And they walked, perhaps arm in arm, back to the boat. Wow. You know, one of the things for all of us as we step into missions is that we can expect miracle upon miracle. Incredibly, the miraculous has been a huge part of Empart's growth. It's as people, as miracles take place, people have turned to Jesus. But when we choose to position ourselves in the space of missions, in the space of prioritizing, making disciples, we can expect miracle upon miracle, not one. Just have a look at what's already happened today for Peter. So if we jump back to what Jesus said, why did you doubt? What has Peter seen today? Peter has already seen 5,000 people fed with more baskets left over than what they started with. That's a pretty good miracle to stop you from doubting. Then he's seen Jesus walking on the water. Then he himself has walked on the water. Really, it's no wonder Jesus said, "Why do you doubt?" And yet we are people of doubting faith. Of little faith ourselves. We have seen miracle after miracle, and we can expect miracle upon miracle in the future. People, it's so important that we get this into our heads. The God we serve is bigger than everything we need. He is the God of miracles. If we're willing to step out in missions, to step out and go, to step out and pray, to step out and give more. If we're willing to do that, the God of miracles is going to do that, something that we just should expect. We should be expecting miracle upon miracle. And then even after Jesus had said that to him, so Peter had walked and started to sink, and Jesus said to him, you know, why did you doubt? Jesus lifts him up, and probably they walked arm in arm again. So miracle after miracle, they get into the boat, the wind stops. What an incredible encouragement. As we step out in serving the Lord, in whatever capacity that looks like, we can expect, not hope for, not dream for, we can expect miracle. And not stopping there, miracle upon miracle. What an incredible encouragement that is for every single one of us. You know, I love Crossway's heart for mission. The way you guys do missions here, the heart that I know Pastor Dale and Edie have for making disciples, for all the unreached people groups that you guys are reaching out to, for your partnership with us, with Empart. It's incredible. But for me, as I have been preparing this for you today, it has just reminded me all over again that we live in really unusual, uncertain times. And yet, the call of God on every single one of us is actually to step out more. Not to pull back, not to have excuses, but to step out more boldly for Him. I'm not saying ignore your mental health challenges or anything, give them to Jesus. But people do expect a miracle, do expect him to step in, because as we step out to fulfill the Great Commission in new ways, in bigger ways, he wants to do miracle upon miracle over us. I just want to, in closing, just encourage. There may well be people listening today who go, whoop, some of that's gone over my head, but this Jesus guy, as he was talking to Peter, he's something I'd like to know more about. And you know what? If you don't know Jesus, he says to you today, come. Exactly like he said to Peter, come. And I encourage you, please get in touch with Crossway, the online pastors. Reach out and ask questions. Don't just leave them there. Now is an unusual time that you do have some space and time to address some of these things. So please go ahead right now and do it. And if you're in the position of thinking that you need to step out a little bit further in service, can I just encourage you, it will be the greatest thing you ever do. As you choose to walk the journey, to be making disciples in a new way, in a deeper way, it will be the most exciting thing you ever do. Can I pray with you? Father God, we just come before you again this morning. Thank you for all that you are doing in these turbulent times. Thank you that your commission has never changed and it hasn't changed through COVID. Lord, I pray that you would give us eyes to see what you are doing in this time. Give us a passion to serve you more, to step out more deeply, to step out beyond our comfort zones, to step out in faith. Even if it's little faith, even if we're doubting, help us to step out into a new way in mission. And if you've never said yes to Jesus before, you know, just call out to him. You can just pray this prayer with me right now. Jesus, I want to get to know you. Jesus, I hear you say, come. Jesus, I come towards you today. I ask you to be the Lord. I want to submit to you. I give you everything that I am and everything I have. And all God's people said with us, amen. Please, if that is you that's just prayed, do reach out to the online team. And even if you haven't prayed that prayer, but you have questions, take the time to reach out. This could be the most important thing you ever do. And Christian, to you, dig deeper, step out more boldly. Maybe it's hanging onto the side of that boat where your feet can't actually even touch the water. But do it, because the best is out there. Honestly, it will bring trial, it will bring tribulation, but the greatest thing you can do with your life is to step out and give everything to serving the mission of Jesus Christ. Bless you, people at Crossway.